That is the sound of Balinese gamelan. The music was recorded at the Balerong Music and Dance Performance Space in Peliatan, adjacent to Ubud, Bali. I had the opportunity to interview a distinguished dancer and musician who was also a teacher for me and the other students at the Bali Art Project in the month of June. His name is Anak Agung Gede Oka Dalem. We called him Oka. The sonic origins of the gamelan. Is there a connection to nature sounds? Where does that sound come from?
Sebenarnya di dalam orang membuat gamelan.
In making gamelan in Bali, there are five basic elements of tune. There's a dong, dang, dung, dang, and ding. And out of those five basics tune, we can make it in higher pitch and become his.
It's what we call the pentatonic scale.
Yeah, that's right. In making the composition, it is very closely related to the nature, to the animals, for example. It's very much depends on the nature of the composer himself.
And so, how old is the form? When and where are the first records of gamelan?
The gamelan form itself, especially the kekebiaran gamelan, was established in North Bali in 1920s. And then after 1920s, it spread out to all over Bali.
But it was certainly played for centuries before that.
The form of gamelan, which was played before 1920s, exists in during the Kingdom of Bali. It was in, for the purpose of ceremony as well as for entertaining the king.
It seems that everybody learns as a child.
According to Balinese philosophy, the children have been taught about everything since they're in the womb. But for playing gamelan, usually the children in Bali start when they are 6 years old. And also, the gamelan is part of the extracurricular of school.
It seems to me that Balinese culture is very flexible and very accommodating, but it's also very strong. And I've been reading books in which 70 years ago people say, oh, we're scared for the future of Balinese culture, but it persists and persists. What is the source of that strength?
That fear is normal, because from long, long time ago up to now, a lot of Balinese people fear that this culture will vanish at some point. But our old generation always remain us with the word eling. Eling means remember. Remember your own culture. So we open to other culture in influence, but we have to stick to our own culture. And the thing that makes Balinese culture strong until nowadays, because of the religion in Bali. As long as we have Hindu religion in Bali, the culture will never change. I mean, it changed, but it won't vanish.
So when the dancers are dancing, are the musicians following them? Are the dancers following the musicians? How do they interact?
There is an interplay between dancer and musician. But being a good dancer, you should be able to play gamelan, understand the gamelan. Because indirectly, a dancer should give instruction to the musician. And on the other hand, the musician should understand the dance itself. at least they know what kind of movement is it and how they should play it. Like for the bapang, they know the rhythm, whether it's fast or slow.
Is there an ubud style?
Okay, actually there is a style, but it's not ubud style, but peliatan style. Because the first gamelan troupe who introduced Balinese gamelan overseas is the troupe from Peliatan in 1931.
Where did they go?
France and Holland.
Was that connected to Walter Spies and those the artists who were here from Europe?
Yeah, it was owing to those European artists who lived in Bali at the time, who wanted to introduce Balinese art, especially the music, to Europe. They had very strong influence on Balinese art, especially the fine art, and they also want to introduce other art to Europe, especially gamelan. That's why they were interested in bringing the troupe from Peliatan to Europe.
When you grow up in a family like this, you have a special relationship to dance and gamelan, even compared to other people here in Ubud.
Yeah, I was born in the artist family, and I grew in an artist family too. So my dad was a gamelan player, and my mom was a dancer. So I see performance almost every day. I see people rehearse every day. So that helps shape my character and personality. That's why I am become right now. And the center was in Puri, in my place.
Now, how do you create new dances and new music? Is there somebody who is a choreographer or a composer? They do it by themselves. Do you do it as a group?
Yeah, it's a teamwork. The idea might come from somebody, but he himself cannot do it by himself. He needs somebody else to do that. For example, if I want to create a new dance, I have the idea how it works, but I have to work together with the musician. And I have to tell him or tell them how it works. For example, what kind of setting it is. It is a war or a peaceful situation. And then we work together to make the music in accordance with the situation.
You do a beautiful dance in the costume of a woman. Is that a traditional Balinese form?
Before I answer your question, I have to tell you that there are three types of Balinese dance based on the sacredness or profanity. So we have Tari Wali, that's the sacred dance, only performance for the god. And we have Bebali, that's for the ceremony. And we have Bali Balihan, that's for performance, for entertainment. And then in terms of man character, man and male and female, they have female, male, and in between, the kind of transgender.
Yeah, right.
And that's why, that's still traditional when he dressed in woman. Because that's the middle.
But you're saying there's this dance for the gods, a dance for ceremony, and a dance for entertainment? Which one is that?
Oh, entertain.
Oh, okay.
That was specially designed for the tourist.
It's specially designed for the tourists?
Entertain.
For entertain. Not for tourists only.
For entertain, for the Balinese people.
Yeah.
Because in Bali have a social too, have a wedding ceremony. have entertain like that, not just for tourists.
Yeah, yeah, I was wrong. It wasn't for the tourists only, but mostly for entertainment, right. For entertaining people,
right,
including the tourists.
Right. Here, it seems like men's roles and women's roles are very prescribed. Men are supposed to do one thing, women are supposed to do another thing. So I think the dance would have a way, I'm asking, of opening that up a little bit and not having it be, having roles be so rigid.
There's a job description between man and woman. It seems rigid, but actually it's not. So let's say in Bali we have caste, right? Certain class responsible for certain certain occasion. For example, the Brahmin class responsible for the ceremony, for running the ceremony, and the Kshatriya caste are responsible for ruling the country, and for the Vaishya class responsible for the economy of the country, and the Sudra class responsible for the farming system. And so did the men and women. In the past, there was a kind of rigid division, work division between men and women. Mostly men could play gamelan. But in line with the development, you know, current days, it's not only men who can do the, who can play gamelan, but also some women can play gamelan. In the past, most of the women are just housewife and help their husbands. But now a lot of women become teacher, become gamelan player, become dancers, and also even the people from Sudra can be the governor who rule this area. Yeah, a woman can be a president too. He had it like our previous president.
Is there a gay community in Bali, mm-hmm. or do you still have to be very, do they have to be very closed?
Obviously, as a group, maybe we cannot see it, but under the surface, there is, it's more like personal. They are not acceptable in the community. Yeah, so there is, but it's more like, you know, hidden somewhere in the community. The same as the dance itself. There is male, female, and in between.
When we went to the performance here, and we saw this wonderful performance, and then I went home to the place we're staying, and I walked in the rice paddies, and I listened to all the birds and the ducks and the crickets and the every animal that was singing and making noise, and it sounded like the gamelan. And sometimes they were loud, like when the gamelan. Sometimes they were soft when the gamelan was soft. And I thought, there has to be a relationship between the sound of the gamelan and the sounds in the rice paddies.
Yeah, you're right, and you are very sensitive to it. Because even you're here for a short time, you have been able to feel it that way. It is true that the sounds of the gamelan is the imitation of the nature. The gamelan imitates the sounds of the wind, the sound of the waves. So it's pretty much the sounds of the nature.
In the gamelan, as we've experienced and as you've talked about also, you can't do it alone. It's not harmonious if you do it alone. It is about the group, and you create something that's larger than any one of the individuals. Is that how would I say it? A microcosm or a symbol of how the larger culture works or is supposed to work?
A set of gamelan is like intact unity of components. We cannot take it. One, for example, we don't use the gong because the function of gong is to start and end the gamelan. Also, the function of kompli is kind of the thing that they keep the tempo, whether it's going faster or slow like that. It's the same as the universe. You know? If one is not there, it's not harmonious. Yeah, and also the percussion to keep the dynamic rhythm of the music.
What did you think of our class?
First of all, I would say that I'm proud of this group because they're here only for a short time. They practice for 5 times for both gamelan dance, and then they were able to do their best, and they were able to make the most of your time here. And if only they would stay here longer and practice more, I believe they will be much better.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And that was excerpts from an interview with Anak Agung Gede Oka Dalen, whom we called Oka. He was our teacher of Balinese music and dance at the Balerung Performance Space in Peliatan, which is right next to Ubud in Bali. This program today has featured some of my experiences in Bali, where I spent pretty much the entire month of June, thanks to a scholarship from the Bali Art Project, a nonprofit organization here in Santa Fe. You can find them on the web at baliartproject.org. And we're going to go out with a little more Balinese gamelan music. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe on KSFR. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can also find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Colors of Jazz.